السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we continue with our tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Bani Israel and verse number 98, and we will continue inshallah to verse 102. So 98 to verse 102 inshallah in today's lesson. To recap and summarize yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala addressing the people of Makkah initially, they were the first addresses. So, وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى When the guidance came to them in the form of the Qur'an Sharif, that was the final and constitution of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, in the manner of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala for all times, all places. Yet these people, majority of them, would not accept. So what prevented them? Illa an qalu aba'athallahu basharan rasula. How come Almighty Allah sent a mortal, a human being as a messenger? So that is why they were looking for excuses. They rejected the message and the messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala sent wahi revelation to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tell them, if the malaika and angels were walking here, lanazzalna alayhim min as-samaa'i malakar rasula, then we should have sent an angel. But the people who are obliged and given this burden and responsibility are human beings and jinnat. Now somebody can argue and say, then a Nabi should be sent from the jinnat as well. So that is what happened. Nabi alayhi salatu salam was sent to human being and jinn. And from the jinn themselves, they don't have anbiya, because you must remember Nabi alayhi salatu salam, it is part of his virtues and merits, sahibul qiblatain, that the master sallallahu alayhi wasallam will face both qiblas, Masjidul Aqsa, and then the final qibla, the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. The Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger, then the anbiya, for the jinn and for human beings. So all this to elevate the rank and status of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Almighty Allah states to console and pacify Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulallah, if these people reject you, you got nothing to worry about. Qul kafa billahi shaheedan bayni wa baynakum. May Allah is sufficient as a witness between me and you. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala giving testimony, bearing witness, that is the greatest witness. So human being today, they give testimony and then tomorrow they change. You see what is happening in our South African courts today. You see what is happening in America, and people are under oath, and yet they lie and commit perjury. So that is the weakness in human being. But Almighty Allah, the King of Kings, the one and only Khaliq, the only creator, the rest of us, the entire creation, a makhluk, we are creation, and Almighty Allah, the creator. The creator bears testimony for you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. Almighty Allah, elevating thy mubarak and blessed name. Then Almighty Allah states, May yahdillah fawal muhtad. Whosoever Almighty Allah grants that guidance, that noor and effulgence enters the inner recesses of the heart of that person, he or she then is guided. But we cannot be complacent and gratified and satisfied and sit on our laurels and think of Adi. We have to make effort. One side effort, one side dua. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا Surah 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 8. O beloved Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated. بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا After you gave us the guidance. وَهَبَ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمًا O beloved Allah, you grant us from your side this special mercy. Envelope us, encompass us in your mercy, Allah. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ Indeed, you are the best of givers, O Almighty Allah. Surah 3, verse 8. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا And those people who strive in my path, in our path. Then لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا We will surely give them guidance. Hence the effort, the struggle, the striving must continue. That iman, that light, the park lights must become dumb lights, the dumb lights must become bright lights, the bright lights must become the halogen lights and the bright, bright lights you see today. So all that must increase. So that are the lessons that we have to take. So take easy worldly examples. So that is the challenge we have to rise up to. Those people who are bent on going astray, and you can see the forces today, in all countries, Muslim countries, Arab countries, that you will find the enemies of Islam, the munafiqeen, and you will find the crooked scholars, and remember, you will find people who are selling the deen. يَبِيُّ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا Hadith in Sahih Muslim, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people will sell the deen for the material wealth. So today we're seeing all this with our own eyes. So all this happening, people go astray, and then وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ We will resurrect them on the day of justice upside down, faces down, feet up. عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ And ummiyo wa bukmo wa summa. They did everything upside down in this world. Believe in one Allah. They said no, plurality of gods. Believe in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said no. They don't like anbiya and messengers. They will follow their own whims, fancies and desires. Don't believe in nikah. Believe in gay brigade. So all the upside down things they do. So remember, Almighty Allah states, Almighty Allah will resurrect them blind, dumb, and they will be deaf. Imagine what will be the plight of such people. Humiliated, disgraced. Did we read the dua today? وَلَا تُغْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ O beloved Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice. Imagine, here in this world, in front of 100,000, 10,000 people, we get disgraced, how bad we feel. We don't know where to put our face. Remember, Almighty Allah is giving us these lessons. Ya Allah, we beg of you, we are sinners, we are transgressors. No mitigating circumstances. We confess, we admit, we are guilty as charged. But we also believe, Anta Arhamur Rahimeen, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Wa inna rahmataka awsa'u min dhunubina. And your mercy is wider, broader, greater than all our sins and vices put together. So that is how we beg Almighty Allah for sattari, cover and conceal our vices and sins. Allahumma stur awrati, O Almighty Allah, cover my shame. Wa amin rawati, and give me security and safety where there is fear, Ya Allah. the wonderful dua of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Today's lesson, for the such people, they'll end up in Jahannam and the fire will always be intensified. Surah Bani Israel, chapter 17, verse number 98. That is our starting point. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ. That is their punishment. I told you on several occasions in the past, the word jaza is a neutral term. You have to look at the text and the context. Therefore, to tell a person jazakallah alone is incomplete. When you say jazakallah, the translation will read, may Almighty Allah reward you, or may Almighty Allah punish you. Therefore, we qualify it, jazakallahu khaira, jazakumullahu khaira, that's more respect, and may Almighty Allah reward you abundantly in this world, in the year after. When you say, jazakallahu khaira, hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, faqad ablagha thana, indeed you have praised that person abundantly and profusely. ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا. That is their punishment because they committed kufr, blasphemy. They rejected the oneness, uniqueness of Allah. They rejected the messenger, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They rejected the message, the Quran Sharif. So much kufr, so many things they are guilty of. بِأَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Our verses they rejected. To reject one verse of the Quran is tantamount to rejecting all 6,236 verses of the Noble Quran. And then, out of amazement and astonishment, they said, وَقَالُوا. These mushrikeen, polytheist, idol worshippers said, أَإِذَا كُنَّا إِظَامًا وَرُفَاتًا. What? Hamza istifam. The Hamza you see there for interrogative, questioning. When we are bones, warufata, and our bodies are decomposed and disintegrated, inna lamab'uthuna khalqan jadida. What? We will be resurrected, a new creation? Allah will resurrect us? This is far-fetched. We cannot believe this. Hence we reject it. They came with bones to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the deceased. May yuhyil idhama wa ya ramim. Who will give life to these bones whilst they have decayed and they are in that stage of decomposition? Qul yuhyi alladhi ansha'a awwala marra. Say that Allah who created you the first time, He will resurrect you. Wallahu al-khaliqul bari'u. Al-khaliqu li-awwali marra wal-bari'u ay al-mu'idu. When Allah created us the first time, is khaliq. When He resurrects us, He is bari. That are the attributes of Almighty Allah. Read Quran, read Asma'ul Husna to understand the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the Noble Quran. Huwallahu al-khaliqu al-bari'u al-musawwiru. يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. He shapes you, He fashions you, He molds you in the womb of your mother as He wants to. Sometimes so handsome, sometimes abnormal, sometimes certain limb is missing, and there are abnormalities, and all that, the manifestation of the absolute power of Almighty Allah. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا. What don't they see? These non-Muslims, أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Almighty Allah created the heavens and the earth. Just look at the sky. We are experiencing a heat wave here in South Africa, in Gauteng. And we see that the whole sky, اللَّهُ الَّذِي رَفَعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ بِغَيْرِ أَمَدٍ. Not one pillar holding up that sky. You tell your builder and architect and engineer, put up one block of flats and don't put up a pillar and see. Everything will come to crumbling down and people will get crushed to death. See Almighty Allah's creation. Marvel at the creation of Allah. خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ. And now people are making their bookings. We want to go to Durban, Cape Town. We want to go to Dubai. We want to go here and there. In your house, in your shop, outside, look at the sand. And look at the sand there by the beach. The soft, soft sand. Then you go to the desert and you see there in the Karoo. How it is. All the signs, everyone teaching us. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. All these are manifestation of the absolute power of Almighty Allah. He is one and alone, and He does as He pleases. He created the universe, the heavens and the earth. قَادِرٌ. He has all the power. Abdul Qadir. Abdul Qadir, the slave of that Zat, that being, who has the power to do everything and anything. No one can question him. Qadir, the one who does anything, everything. Qadir, the one who does it all times, perpetually. So there's the difference between Qadir and Qadir. Qadir has the meaning of eternal. And Qadir, remember that now Allah does whatever He wants, and He does anytime He wants to. قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ. That Almighty Allah creates similar to what He created before. So Almighty Allah will resurrect us. وَجَعَلَ لَهُمْ أَجَلَ اللَّا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created the grandfather, created the father, created the son. And for all of them, who? Almighty Allah made أَجَلًا. There's a time period. Now, when the time comes, the sakarat starts. Sakarat, 1 second, 1 minute, 1 day, 1 year, 8 years, so 10 years, all that can happen. وَجَعَلَ لَهُمْ أَجَلًا. So there is the time period. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There's absolutely no doubt in it. Ask the greatest doctor, physician, professor, that how many people can you save when they are in sakarat? Even he will have to look down and say, once the time comes, we all are hopeless and helpless. That is the absolute power of Almighty Allah. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. فَأَبَى الظَّالِمُونَ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. And these non-Muslims who are the zalims, the biggest zulm, oppression, transgression is kufr and shirk. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Those people who ascribe, associate somebody, something to Allah, they are the biggest zalims, oppressors and transgressors. That is enshrined in the noble Quran. فَأَبَى الظَّالِمُونَ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. You get the word kafir, you get the word kufar, you get the word kufur. All these words, kufur and kafur and all that, are to show mubalagha, hyperbole, an intensive form of the meaning. That these alims and oppressors who don't believe in the oneness of Allah, they don't believe in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran Sharif, they are the biggest disbelievers. They are the biggest people who are ungrateful, unthankful. They use all the bounties of Allah, but they're not prepared to make one sajda for the love of Allah. Imagine. Almighty Allah gave us our eyes, our ears, our faculties, facilities, everything. Almighty Allah blessed us with. But what does human being does? He says, I'm free. I can do as I please. And then still Allah sustains him, nourishes him. But he sways and abuses Allah with that kufr and shirk and blasphemy and idol worship. قُلْ. Tell them, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْ أَنْتُمْ لَوْ, hypothetically, for argument's sake, لَوْ أَنْتُمْ, if you human beings and creation, تَمْلِكُونَ, if you were the owners and the possessors, خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي, of the treasures of my Allah, the mercy of my Allah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day, addresses his minister of finance. Who is the minister of finance? Remember Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the African Muazzin. He is the Minister of Finance. Today you go to Dimashq, you go to Babu Sagir, and you see what is written there on the wall, where Sayyidina Bilal is buried. Muazzin Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam wa waziru malihi. The Muazzin of the Master alayhi salatu salam and his Minister of Finance. I hope those walls and all that are there, because the Kafir regime of Syria, Bashar Assad and the Shia Kafirs, remember, they are bombing indiscriminately. So may Almighty Allah protect our people and the deceased also. Today's world, we see even the graveyards and cemeteries are not safe, Allah forbid. Nevertheless, he is the Minister of Finance, Sayyidina Bilal. And what does the Master tell him? Anfiq ya Bilal, spend O Bilal. Wala takhsha min dil arshi iqlal. Never fear that the one who possesses the throne, the arsh and the creation and everybody and everything, iqlal, there will be a decrease. Allah ki khazana mein koi kami nahi. There is never a shortage in the treasures of Almighty Allah. Human being, our resources get depleted. Our money gets finished. All that happens. But Allah, it never happens. The more we spend, the more Allah will give, provided it's done with sincerity. So hypothetically, human being, if you had these resources, the mercy of Almighty Allah, what will human being do? إِذَا لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ, then they will hold on to it. خَشْيَةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ, with the fear of spending. Therefore, capitalism is haram in Islam. Therefore, it is a satanic system. When you have capitalism, then you have cartels. When you have capitalism, then you have monopolies. Once you have monopolies, then remember, they hold the whole the human beings and the entire nation to ransom. And then they charge interest, which is the lifeline of capitalism. And you see how the poor get poorer and the rich get richer. One person making billions in 1 year, while the billions of people are suffering. How can that ever be justified? So Islam teaches us, nay, human being, you are not worthy of this. Allah could make each one of us a millionaire, billionaire. وَلَوْ بَسَتَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ, if Allah made everybody a millionaire, billionaire, لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, then there should be rebelliousness on this earth. There should be more and more wars, because everybody feel I have the power. So Almighty Allah made some rich, some poor. You will get the employer, the employee. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Everything you will find in the Quran Kareem, in the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Human being, inborn, innate quality in him. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا, and this human being is very, very miserly, very stingy. Just now, 2 o'clock after the news, his bliss of marriage, the women phone, my husband is a kanjus, he's a makkichus. He is so stingy, he don't want to spend on his wife. He don't want to spend on his children. Where will he spend on others? We speak about majority. So that is human nature. Inherent in human being, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا, very stingy. Remember, jiska zarb bara ho, Allah bara bana deta hai. Keep a big heart, magnanimous heart, spend on your wife, spend on your children, and see how much Allah will bless you with. Almighty Allah mentions the incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. His honorable name, he's a man dark in complexion. 136 times in the noble Quran. No Nabi's name is mentioned so much in the Quran. Why is this incident mentioned so many times? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam is now criticized and he is rebuked and he is told so many unsavory things by the mushrik, the polytheists, by the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, by the Yahud and the Jews and the Christians and all these type of people. So Almighty Allah pacifying, consoling Nabi alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah. Look at what happened to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. What terms they use. فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ Do not let their speech cause you grief and sadness. We are going to elevate you. Victory is yours, but you have to go through this to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ And indeed, wow Mustanafa, a new story, a new incident. Wow Ataf, wow in conjunction with the previous, all that is acceptable. لَقَدْ For emphasis and surely, definitely, indeed. آتَيْنَا We indeed gave, we granted. مُوسَىٰ Moshi. If you ask the Jews today, they say Moshi, M-O-S-H-E. What is the meaning of Musa? Al-walad fi tabut al-nahar. That you have the child in a box, and that child in the box is floating, flowing on the water. So that is the meaning of Musa. How honorable, this mighty messenger of Allah. Allah Ta'ala let him stammer in his speech. He cried, he begged Allah. Surah 20, verses 25, 27, 28, all these verses read. رَبِّ شَرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي Ya Allah, you loosen the knots in my tongue so the people can understand my message. Imagine all these challenges. Now he is in the court of the Pharaoh and his cabinet ministers, the caucus. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ And indeed we granted Nabi Musa alayhi salam 9 clear signs and miracles. Remember, during the lifetime of the Pharaoh, there was no Torah. So if a person says Torah, is incorrect. So which are the 9? All are mentioned in the Noble Quran. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ Almighty Allah sent the plague upon them. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ And the locusts, وَالْقُمَّلَ The lice, وَالْضَفَادِعَ And remember that the dvifda, and that is the frogs, and وَالْدَمَ The blood. So all that are mentioned there. Then, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَىٰ بِالسِّنِينَ وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ So we gave them the drought and the famine, and the fruit were decreasing. And then Musa alayhi salam, dark in complexion, he put his hand inside, under the armpit and so forth, took it out. وَنَزَعَ يَدَهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ And the hand is shining, it's white and glittering. And then the stick of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, he threw it, it became a snake and a serpent. Even the Pharaoh got a shock. فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ These are the 9 signs. فَاسْأَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ As the children of Israel. Israel means Abdullah, the slave of Allah. The title of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ When he, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, came to them. فَقَالَ لَهُ فِرْعَونَ So Fir'aun is telling him. Fir'aun is the big shot. He is the king, he is the ruler, he is the president. You know we have some crazy presidents even today. فَقَالَ لَهُ فِرْعَوْنُ إِنِّي لَأَذُنُّكَ You Musa alayhi salam, I think, not only think, I'm sure. يَا مُوسَى مَسْحُورَ You are a person, jadu has been done upon you. That somebody has bewitched you. Somebody has made magic upon you. Somebody has done witchcraft upon you. This is the unsavory comment the Pharaoh made in the presence of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Musa alayhi salam answers, All you know, Allah Ta'ala sends wahi to Musa alayhi salam. Tell him. So Musa alayhi salam says, لَقَدَ عَلِمْتَ Look at the formation. Indeed, surely, verily, you know very well in the inner recesses of your heart. مَا أَنزَلَ هَا أُولَٰئِ إِلَّا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ None have revealed these 9 signs illa Rabbu samawati wal ard, but the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the heavens and the earth. All this happened with the decree, with the verdict, the judgment of Almighty Allah. That Allah, one and only, who controls the heavens and the earth. The entire creation is under His control. Basair. Basair, Allah made them clear, clear proofs, clear, clear arguments. And you sitting here on your throne, you cannot even move your one finger without the command of Allah. He told, Pharaoh told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Inni la dhunnuka ya Musa mas'hura, that I think that you are a person bewitched. Jadu and sorcery and witchcraft has got hold of you. And Nabi gives the same answer. Not same. And Nabi gives a better answer. The words are similar. وَإِنِّي لَأَذُنُّكَ يَا فِرَأَوْنُ And I am sure. لَأَذُنُّكَ And I am sure regarding you. يَا فِرَأَوْنُ O Pharaoh. How he said, إِنِّي لَأَذُنُّكَ يَا مُوسَى Yeah, Nabi Musa alayhi salam responds, وَإِنِّي لَأَذُنُّكَ يَا فِرَأَوْنُ مَثْبُورًا That I see you, I consider you, and I am sure about you. Mathbura, you are a person totally lost. You have lost your way, O Pharaoh, with your drunkenness, with your power. So mad and crazy he became, eventually and ultimately he said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your supreme being. Divinity in the form of humanity, see a Nabi. Doesn't fear anybody, right in the court of the Pharaoh, in front of his cronies and ministers, in front of his army and police, he speaks to them the truth and tells him, you are totally astray, total lost, that if you continue in this way, then you will pay a heavy price. And that's exactly what happened. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala give us the ability to speak the truth at all times, at all places, without fear and favor. Wa akhiru da'wana, anilhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.